thought for the day.
Hello, I'm Fishel Cohen and welcome to A Thought for the Day. This week, Jews throughout the world will be celebrating the festival of Chanukah. Chanukah commemorates the liberation of the Jewish people 2,159 years ago from many years of oppression at the hands of the ancient Syrian Empire under the rule of Antiochus IV. Not only did the regime of Antiochus persecute the Jews physically, but they also denied them the right to religious freedom, forbidding many Jewish practices. Those caught were often killed. They went on to conquer the temple in Jerusalem, despoiling it and turning it into a shrine to Hellenism. Under the leadership of Judah the Maccabee, the Jews fought back. Eventually, they were successful in winning back control over Jerusalem and the temple. On their return to the temple, they purified and rededicated it. When it came to lighting the seven-branched candelabra, the menorah, that was lit each day in the temple, they only found one jar of pure oil, enough for the lights to burn for just one day. However, miraculously, the lights lasted for 8 days until a new supply of oil was obtained. In Jewish homes across the globe, on each of the nights of the festival, special Chanukah lights are lit, one on the first night, adding one each night until 8 shine brightly on the last night. Let me share with you one of the messages that we can take from the Chanukah lights. The nature of light is to dispel darkness. If you light one small candle in a dark room, it lights up the whole room. Our world is sometimes like a dark room. At present, we're going through dark times with so much suffering, isolation, loneliness, and uncertainty. And with each good deed that we do for another person, whether by helping them, messaging, or phoning, or even just smiling at them, we not only lift some of the darkness from the recipient, but we contribute towards making the whole world a brighter place. Happy Chanukah.